Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. There's a riot in Washington Square Park, and a motley band of feckless, funny young men are spoiling for a fight. Against this backdrop of tribal loyalties and petty beefs, 18-year-old Peanut McPartland has to pick sides and hustle his family and his friends just to stay alive. Downtown Race Riot is a new play by Seth Zvi Rosenfeld, and it's running at New York Stage and Film and Vassar College's Powerhouse Theater through July 7th. It opened last night. Scott Elliott directs a cast led by Annabella Sciorra. Seth Zvi Rosenfeld and Annabella Sciorra join us now. Seth has worked extensively in film and TV as both a writer, producer, and director. He's written and directed the films A Brother's Kiss and King of the Jungle, which were both adaptations of his plays. He served as writer-producer on HBO's How to Make It in America for 2 seasons. His plays include The Writing on the Wall, The Black-Eyed Brothers, Servie and Bernice Forever, and Handball. Annabella Sciorra recently appeared on Broadway in The Mother with the Hat. Her films include Jungle Fever, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, and What Dreams May Come. For TV, she's been on The Good Wife, Law & Order, and played Gloria Trillo on the HBO series The Sopranos. The inciting event in Downtown Race Riot is a real riot that took place in Washington Square Park in the 1960s. I began my conversation with Seth and Annabella by asking Seth why he wanted to write a play about that time.
I had known about this story growing up because it was something that the teenagers that I was around had some involvement with. And so I knew some things about this story, and it had always haunted me. For some reason, it just kept coming up, and I thought, am I really going to write a play about this? It's so long ago. Why would I do that? But it usually when I write a play, it's sort of the play telling me to write it. It's not me sort of setting out to write a play. And this play happened very fast. It happened very quickly. You know, within a month or so, I had structurally something very close to what exists now.
And how does it come to be presented by New York Stage and Film at Powerhouse this summer?
It was a complete surprise that this was going to happen because I hadn't even thought to send this play out yet. There's a number of things that I'm also working on simultaneously, and I thought I'll get time to really work out this play. I had given it to my agent, and I had been up here in 2011 doing another play called Handball. I got a call out of the blue from Joanna Feltzer saying, I read your new play and I really like it. What do you want to do with it? And I said, I don't know. I haven't even really heard a reading of it yet. And she says, well, I think it's pretty finished. And I jokingly said to her, why don't you produce it then? And she's like, well, that's what I was thinking about doing. And I was like, I learned from my agents not to, what do they say? Not to keep selling once they have bought it. But there's a better way of phrasing that. Annabella probably knows. Anyway, I just sort of tried to get off the phone as quickly as I could after that because I was afraid she'd change her mind. But right. Then she didn't, you know. So here is Scott Elliott signed on to direct and Annabella signed on to star. And here we are.
Annabella, can you tell us a bit about your character and some of what she goes through in the play?
Well, I'm the mother of the household. She's a mother as best as she can be. She's suffering from addictions while raising 2 children on her own. And her youngest son is the character that the play is based around. She's struggling to help her children as best she can, although it doesn't seem like that because she's really also trying to get high from pretty much the whole play. And it's a struggle for her that between taking care of her addiction and trying to give her kids what a mother would give their children if they didn't have this, you know, crushing need of their own to fulfill.
And what about the character and the play encouraged you, impelled you, made you decide to come and participate in this New York Stage and Film production?
I love Seth Rosenfeld. I love his plays, and I always want to work with him. And I have a history of Scott as well, and really did want to work with him. But the character is very compelling. It's very memorable. It's difficult. It's a real challenge to do this kind of stuff on a stage and you know in front of an audience. But the relationships are so complex and so intense, and that's what I'm always looking for. That's what inspires me to do the work that I do.
You have both mentioned the director, Scott Elliott. What is special about his process and collaboration, and how has working with him been for both of you?
Well, the thing that you notice about Scott almost right away is that he has a level of confidence and a command over his craft and a real intuition about characters and about performance and about letting things evolve in a way that's organic. He rarely is thrown by, you know, this play is challenging, and also we've had a very fast rehearsal schedule, and he manages to stay pretty even throughout it all, and, you know, very solution-oriented, smart. The notes that he's given me have mostly been, you know, terrific mm-hmm. and insightful. So, you know, it's a gift to work with somebody like that.
Scott trusts very much the people that he casts, and it's been great to go off and explore all this stuff, but have him there, you know, to fall back on, to give me advice and tell me what direction to go in. And it's also been really wonderful to watch him direct all these young people, because most of the cast is between the ages of 17 and 21 or something like that.
Yeah.
Except for me and Dan London. He's a very creative person to be around, and I don't know, for me, I always just feel like he just takes what I do, and unless it's really off, he doesn't really say anything. Like, I always have to go to him and ask, is that okay? Do you like what I'm doing? But he very much trusts me in the times that I've worked with him, and that can be rare, and I really appreciate that.
Seth, you mentioned that Scott's input has mostly been on target, and you did use the qualifier, mostly. When you do have a disagreement, how do you resolve it?
We have boxing gloves that we keep in there.
No, oh, through fighting, no, cool.
mostly, you know, we talk through. He, you know, I'm curious as to why he thinks a certain thing ought to be that way, and he's curious as to why maybe I think it shouldn't. So, like, when I say that, you know, sometimes we don't agree, this process hasn't been particularly contentious.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like maybe a third thing emerges that's better, or you know what I mean? And so, and also, like, a lot of his notes aren't sort of like, change this line from this to this. It might be, well, what do you think about... For example, there's a speech that I wrote in rehearsal for Annabella's character that just came out of Scott saying, well, maybe she needs to talk a little bit more about something. And it was very nice. I mean, that, I'm paraphrasing, but it wasn't very specific what his note was. But I sort of knew that there was something missing for her in that scene. And what came out of it was, I think, the most important speech in the play. And so I'm searching for the right word, but there's a way that he works that is not kind of like ordering you, but sort of evoking something that will send you home to be creative.
By virtue of what New York Stage and Film at Powerhouse at Vassar College is, it's a quick season. They put up a lot of good stuff in just a few weeks. And you mentioned the rehearsal process being pretty brisk. Then you have 13 performances. Can you learn a lot from 13 performances?
Yes. You can learn a tremendous amount from watching an audience.
What are your hopes for the show after this? I know it was sort of ahead of your hopes as this production is being mounted, but what do you hope happens?
A Pulitzer would be nice.
Oh, okay.
I'm only half joking, actually.
Well, of course. I mean, a Pulitzer would be nice. You both work in television and film as well as for the stage. Do you have a preference?
I used to only like theater. That's all I wanted to do with my life. I had no ambition to do anything else. And then movies came along, and I grew to really love doing them. And then, you know, when I was coming up, TV was sort of something you didn't do. Real actors didn't do TV until I saw Vanessa Redgrave on television, and I was like, oh. But TV has really, you know, with The Sopranos became a completely, you know, it's where people go to discover people. It's the theater, you know, what used to be the theater. So I really do love television now, and there's great opportunity. But I have to say, I could live my life just doing plays. I'm really, really very happy when I'm doing a play, and I'm really happy to be on a stage. I really love rehearsing. I love how immediate it is. There, you can't cut. You can't stop. It just, you got to do something. You got to make things happen, and I really, really love that.
Yeah, I love doing theater, seeing something live, working in that way. But I also like film. If I'm not just writing it, but if I'm writing and directing, film is almost like being a playwright, and television is, I think, particularly cable television, has been an incredible place for me to work. It's almost like working with a repertory theater company, because you have these great actors and other great writers and directors that you get to make stuff with every week that lots of people get to see. I think that the hard thing about theater for me is that you work so hard and then it's over and there's no real record of it. The record, I mean, it's what's beautiful about theater as well. It's sort of like the record of it is in you. Mm-hmm. It's not out in the world. But it is nice for, you know, people across the country to be able to say, hey, man, I saw that thing you wrote and it was good.
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, of course.
So it's a good life. It's good to be able to do all this stuff, you know.
I know that you are entirely immersed in this project right now, but I was hoping that you would speak a little bit to the fact that you're working on the book of a musical for Superfly.
So what would you like to know?
I would like to know, is that awesome?
It is awesome. It's completely awesome. It's a project that we've been working on for quite a while, and you know, it started with myself and Tommy Mottola, and then the Dodgers came in, and Bill T. Jones came along, and Rick Ellis came in, and Ron Melrose, and so it's a group of, I'm sort of new to the world of musicals, but the people I'm working with are all kind of like A-list, incredibly experienced, you know, Broadway people who I'm learning a ton from. And Superfly was a movie that it was like the first R-rated movie I ever saw. So for me, it was like a great movie. I never looked at it sort of as, you know, a blaxploitation film or anything like that. I just looked at it as like, it was a great movie. It was the first time I got to see a naked woman. Uh-huh.
It's memorable.
It was the clothes. It was the clothes the guy was wearing. I mean, all of it was just incredible. The music, and I love the story of it. Everything about it. The bad guy gets away at the end. That's in the movie, not necessarily in our. People have to come see our show to. I'm not going to give away the end.
Of course not.
But I'm having a ball doing it.
Annabella, you are in Poughkeepsie through at least the 7th of July, and then what's next for you?
I'm going back to Los Angeles to finish up some television work on CSI.
Thank you both very much for taking the time. I know that it's a whirlwind of work down there, and hanging out on the beautiful Vassar campus when you don't have to be in rehearsal. So thank you so much for going into a studio and talking with me today.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
New York Stage and Film and Vassar College present the Powerhouse Theater production of Downtown Race Riot through July 7th. To learn more, visit powerhouse.vassar.edu. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.